The CDC says it's not there yet. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Health officials say they don't have the evidence at this point to support governor's decisions ditching masks in several states.
When asked why states seem to be ahead of the federal government on COVID guidelines as governors start announcing plans to lift mask mandates, White House COVID response team coordinator Jeff Zients said they are talking to a variety of people, including outside health professionals, about next steps.
We know that in different areas of the country, cases have fallen more significantly, and this will lead to different approaches and different timing, and we will continue to coordinate closely with state and local leaders.
But the CDC director said based on case numbers and hospital admissions, they are not ready to offer any updated guidance.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. New York's governor will let an indoor mask mandate expire tomorrow, but New York, California, and Illinois will keep masks in schools for now. Five other states plan to end statewide mandates for school masks in the coming weeks, leaving the decision up to local officials after that. Momentum building in Washington to block members of Congress from certain stock trades.
Bipartisan proposals in the House and Senate would limit individual stock trades for members of Congress and their spouses.
No one in this country should ever have to wonder what motivates a lawmaker.
Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren is introducing a bill with Montana Republican Steve Daines that would limit stock holdings to diversified accounts like mutual funds. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not endorsed any legislation, but says she prefers a proposal that goes beyond just Congress.
The Supreme Court has no disclosure. It has no reporting of stock transactions.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Pelosi, whose husband is a businessman and investor, has previously said members should be able to participate in a free market economy. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's a new plan to accommodate a potential American exodus from Ukraine if Russia invades.
American soldiers staged in Poland stand ready in a White House-approved plan to help any Americans fleeing the potential conflict. But the military will not go into Ukraine to rescue them. The Army personnel are mostly with Fort Bragg's 82nd Airborne Division. The Wall Street Journal first reported Major General Chris Donahue, who guided the Afghanistan evacuation, is on the ground in Poland to lead the operation. It's estimated about 30,000 Americans are in Ukraine, but only a fraction have registered with the State Department.
Fox's Gernal Scott. A small-town cop who killed a man Sunday in South Carolina is now in custody, though the charges haven't been announced yet. Investigators say 46-year-old Robert Jr. Langley was shot and killed after the officer thought he ran a stop sign and chased him out of Hemingway, a town of only about 500 people west of Myrtle Beach. An attorney for the family says Langley was unarmed and rolled through a stop sign. The father of 10 worked at a local chicken processing plant. While the Super Bowl teams get ready to play, so do the halftime performers. And one of them says he's not nervous.
Millions of people will be watching the Super Bowl this Sunday, many for the halftime show, which features Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar. That's some star power. They have 44 Grammys between them, and this will mark the first time they will all perform on stage together. Snoop Dogg says he's not rattled by the whole thing, telling the Associated Press if he does get nervous, it'll be after the performance, not before or during. He says he'll be anxious to find out how people react to it. He says playing the show in his hometown of L.A. is a dream come true. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
There's a rally on Wall Street. The Dow's been up about 300 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.